This is How Men Think with Brooks Like and Gavin DeGraw, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to another episode of How Men Think. My name is Brooks Like, and I will be your co-host alongside my gracious dude right here in his fancy black shirt, Amy Sugarman's favorite black shirt.
The one I wore the other day.
The one you wore the other day, and Amy was just like, you just saw, like, her eyeballs were just huge.
Because he looked sexy. Ladies.
Thanks, Amy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Super
what
sexy.
A nice thing to say.
Gavin DeGraw in a black shirt.
Oh, good to
and
see you.
And perfect
You're wearing
jeans.
A black shirt.
The black shirt works because he's wearing the perfect jeans because they're just right on the butt. Sorry.
Ooh, thanks, Amy.
Hey, that's thanks, what this show's about, Amy. Honesty. Amy does dig
being
your butt.
This podcast is about clothes that you can't see.
Yeah. No, I'm here for it. I think Gavin's a babe.
Oh, I know you do.
You're a babe, Amy. Thank you.
True story. You guys, I wish our listeners could see how much Amy, our producer Amy, fangirls over Gavin when Gavin comes in.
He's my favorite.
That's not true.
He is my favorite.
That's not true.
It is true.
You're my favorite.
It
Thank
is
you.
True. But
when we play, sometimes when you guys aren't around, all y'all guys, all five of you, Ooh. We play Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Oh.
What's that?
No, it's Kill, Marry,
I know,
F.
But I'm being appropriate.
Okay. Oh,
and it
dear
is,
Lord.
So
do
we play with like Hannah,
ask?
Tori, Danielle, me, all the girls that work on the show. It is pretty good.
Oh. Okay.
I've never heard of this game.
You never heard of Kiss, Marry, and then the letter F, like... Like
what?
Truck with an F? Mm. Have you never heard of this game?
Like food truck, you mean? That's yeah. what you mean, right? Food truck. Yeah, I'm
okay,
into it.
So of
food
all truck. You guys, you, Rick, Brooks, Dimitri, Ryan, we have to say which one we would marry, which one we would kiss or F, and which one we would kill.
Mm. I know I'm on the murder list there probably for about everybody.
It's like,
mine comes up sounding like a forensic files.
Amy is shaking her head. I know which one you're on for Amy. Oh, boy.
It is pretty hilarious.
Food truck.
That's a perfect segue,
Speaking
Amy.
Of
that's
F.
a perfect segue. Speaking of F. So we've always said on
oh,
this
boy.
Show, we want to dive into topics that men generally don't talk about. We
right.
want to be courageous and brave and bold, and we want to go into and create a safe place to have a discussion around topics that men generally internalize, don't share, definitely do not overtly or publicly, or it's very difficult for them to ever bring up. And so today's discussion...
Tell us privately so we can tell the world.
Okay, I'll tell you privately and then you can tell everybody. But today's discussion, Gav, we're talking about something very real. It's simmering under the surface for many men that they haven't brought to light or are insecure about. We're talking about erectile dysfunction. We're talking about that today. I've played with players, grown-ass men, I know men that have struggled with this. And so it is not discriminatory. It's not, oh, if you are, you know, if you're under 6 feet, you're going to get it. Or if you're over 6 feet, if you're 6'2", 215 pounds and you're chiseled, you can't possibly get it. It does not matter the size, shape, religion, ethnicity. Erectile dysfunction is common. It's present. And it's something that I think we should open a discussion about because I think it affects a lot of men. And then conversely, then it affects a lot of women in the relationship. So
we have
a couple esteemed guests in studio with us today to discuss erectile dysfunction. But in your life, do you know anybody or have had any experience with anybody that's opened up to you? I bet you would know somebody that has it. They might just have never... And I don't mean has it as in they have a disease. I mean, nobody chooses to get this.
I'm trying to get it going right now, but everybody's just standing here in the studio, so it's kind of tough for me. Hey, guys.
Are you shy?
Just give me 3 minutes by myself, will you?
See, that's why so many of our listeners love Gavin, because as soon as it gets awkward, he just breaks that silence with humor.
I notice a difference between like a 20-something and a 40-something.
As far as what their
I would say
density, their
longevity. I would say during
stamina.
That's a good word.
Stamina once or stamina multiple times.
Both, I would say that, and like, how do I say this appropriately? Like, the amount of time they can you know.
Use
stay
it.
Stay H.
You can say hard.
I don't want to.
Amy is so kinky but can't say any of these words.
You should hear me when I'm alone under the right circumstances. But like, yeah.
But it's very right. real. Like this mm-hmm. topic is a very
I see a difference
real...
between 42 and 47.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we have some amazing
stats. Amy's
that we're
been doing
share.
A lot of studying on her own time. Apparently, it's a real, you know, a real sexual laboratory happening.
You know what that is, Gav? That is a dedicated producer.
She's
dedicated to our mission.
Just jotting things down in her notepad. Pretty good, Tom. Age of 42. Was pretty into it, I would say.
Please let the record show I've only slept with 7 people.
Okay.
It's important that everyone
knows
that.
With a combined age of 382.
Amy, I have no idea why you needed to come
I just
and
want
say
people
that.
To know. Please let the record show also, when we started this show, the number was 5.
Wow.
He's been on a tear.
Wow.
You've been on a tear.
Amy with the sexual abacus up on the wall.
45's been a good year. Oh, I'm 40. I'm 46 now.
Oh, yeah. You're still lying about your age. You're still lying about that.
Your makes a huge difference.
I know that. 1 year.
On with the show.
So, the discussion today is about erectile dysfunction. There's actually some amazing stats behind this. We're going to share those with you. And then we also have a method, a way we have somebody here that has something that's cost effective and scientifically proven to help with ED. And it's not a pill. It's not something you get dependency on. It's not anything like that. It's something that I've never seen before, never heard about before. But this has me very
neither.
Curious. So without further ado, let's get into a discussion about erectile dysfunction.
So today's conversation, we have 3 esteemed guests in here with us, which we'll get to in a sec. But today's conversation is about something that I don't think men talk enough about. I think men are scared to talk about it. I think men are somewhat ashamed or embarrassed. But it's in society, in our population, amongst men of all ages, this is a very real physical thing, mental thing, and something that is present more than I think people even want to acknowledge, and that is erectile dysfunction or waning sexual pleasure or sex life or insecurity in what would be deemed their manhood. So there's a lot going on, I think, subculture, subsurface, that men do not share, and we want to bring to light this discussion today and talk about some ED. So with us in-house, we have Eric Roberts.
Man.
Yeah. Welcome, yeah, Mr. Man. Roberts. Yeah. Eric Roberts. And we have your lovely wife, Eliza.
Yeah. Yes.
And we also have Dustin, the coolest last name ever, Wolf.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh boy, guys. Welcome.
So welcome to the show, guys. We appreciate you being on How Men Think with us. Thank you so much for coming in. For any of you, our listeners, that don't know, I'll give a little brief background on you guys. Eric Roberts, a Georgia native, first professional acting job was in Another World at age of 19, which is just a few years ago. Went on to star in King of the Gypsies at 21, earned multiple Golden Globe nominations and an Oscar nomination for Runaway Train. That's amazing.
Oh, man.
Just like,
yeah.
That is
one of
amazing.
My favorite films right there, boy.
But you're most passionate about sharing your endeavors of your kids, actress Emma Roberts, recording artist Keaton Simons.
Right.
Super talent, actually. Keaton, I know he's a friend of mine, been a friend of mine for years, a really wonderful musician and a superb human being. Truly.
I love it.
Sorry to jump in there just because Keaton is a dear friend of mine. And to be totally honest with you, he's one of those people when you meet him, you know there's only going to be one of him in the world.
What a compliment.
You know what I mean? So
truly
a special,
too, Gavin.
Special human being. Thank you.
He's
a wonderful guy.
I can't wait to talk
guy.
About sex with Keaton's friend being
Then there's also Chef and Baker Morgan as well. But Eric, you hope to be the guy that's turned the world onto the Natural Child Project. Pie Bake Shop, Keaton Simons Music, and Vegan Living.
Thank you. Those are the loves of my life. All those things you just named. Mm. Except I'm gonna be honest with you, I am a lousy vegan.
That's okay.
Me too.
That's okay.
And I agree with my wife. We have no business eating animal. I agree with her. I love my wife. I adhere to my wife. She's cool. But I like a little chicken. I like a little fish.
That's okay.
It's against the law in my
we
house,
get it.
Though. It's not cool.
We get it.
It's not cool.
Okay. So you're the driving force behind that, Elijah?
She is. I'm the cook, but she's the
boss. You're the food criminal.
I'm the food criminal.
Any sexual problems that Eric has are due to him eating animals. No one needs anything.
Can you guys cancel my burger for lunch? Thank you.
Let me tell you a story. So,
yes, please. Okay. Let's
do it. A dear friend of mine, John Hoffman, he comes to me and goes, man, I got this great invention. It's for guys with ED. I said, well, that's not me, dude. I know, but you're going to like it anyway. I know, dude. Get that away from me. He goes, no, you got to try this. You got to try this. It's not just for guys with ED. It's for guys with penises.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I have one of those.
Yeah. So, you've got my attention.
I'm listening.
I have one of those.
Yeah. So I said, what are the instructions? And he gave me the rundown. I checked it out. It does enhance the situation.
It does.
Yeah, and not to get uncool, but you can ask my wife.
That's why
they probably would get to it if you'd allow them to do their show.
He wants to boast about it. Go ahead.
Hey.
This is called How Men Think. We need every detail.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, this is a guy who doesn't even talk, so go for it, Eric. I mean, whatever. You do have directors.
No,
here.
when my wife and I first became serious, she said to me, you know, people don't think you're very nice. I said, why? And she goes, because you don't speak to anybody. You have to start talking to people there. So I did.
So let's even address, so we have this machine. This is it right here.
The rocket. So it's intimidating looking.
It is. And it looks like a rocket.
It does.
Like it, I literally think this is like something Tesla built that's just going to start flying.
You know what's so funny is when we employed our engineering team to go ahead and do the industrial design, and they came up with this design to fit the technology inside of this, I said, you know what? That looks like something Tesla would build.
Yeah.
Or if Apple built the rocket,
yeah,
this was exactly what it would look
so
like.
So we got to put a picture of this on our Instagram so people can see this. So.
I'm a little embarrassed because before you guys came in the room, it was here, and I thought it was an Alexa. So I was like, Alexa.
Alexa, turn my dick on.
That is so funny. So, oh, my God, that is funny.
First off, let's look at some here's some statistics about – so this device – Dustin, actually, can you preview this device? Because the conversation we're having is erectile dysfunction. And
correct.
This is a way that we're going to help men – or that can help men. So can you preview this for us, and then we'll get into some statistics and some questions about men and ED.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand the technology and the background to the rocket. So my wife Stephanie and I own a sexual performance clinic here in Southern California in Studio City, and we do in-clinic treat for years. We've done in-clinic treatments, right, using what's known as low-intensity shockwave therapy, which sounds like electricity. It sounds weird, but that's the medical term. It's a sonic wave that helps enhance the sexual performance for a guy, right? It literally is a topical wave that goes right over the skin of the dick, and it penetrates the tissue in a safe, effective way, clearing micro plaque out of the blood vessels, the same plaque that gets on your teeth, right? Mm. And grows new tissue through a process called angiogenesis. So there's 25 years of science and clinical studies backing this technology up.
Okay. Now, the first time I heard all this, I got scared too. Okay,
I actually get curious because I've used so many stim devices on different parts of my body as an athlete. My shoulders racked, my knees racked, something, and we put these stim devices on. I don't know exactly what they do, but I know I feel so much better after using.
So, same so difference.
What those do is those enhance the blood flow temporarily to that affected area, which makes you feel better, right? It helps the pain go away. This is very different. This is a sonic wave that penetrates the tissue deep enough to cause what's called microtrauma, right? Microtrauma, just like you're going to the gym, but in a safe therapeutic way. So doctors in Europe have been using these devices. They're very expensive, and the treatments are very expensive. they've been using these devices for 25 years to treat guys not only with erectile dysfunction, but any man that wants to perform better in the bedroom. And I tell guys this all the time. If you're a 7 and you want to be a 10, this takes you there, right? If you got, you know, full-blown erectile dysfunction, this will reverse those effects safely, effectively, no downtime, no side effects.
So going to the gym for your dick.
It's like taking your dick to the gym, or as they tell these guys, it's bench press for your dick.
There it is. Wow. Okay. There so you have it right there for you.
Sounds like it'll work better than my noise-canceling headphones on top of it, right?
Yeah. Yes, it will. It will.
I'm really curious about this. You so have my attention in this discussion and looking at this contraption. And it's not because I struggle, but I love that you said this isn't just for men that are experiencing extreme ED or even slight ED. This is for men that feel confident in the bedroom, but still maybe want to take their lovemaking or their prowess, whatever, their sexuality to another level.
Absolutely.
I mean, find me a guy that's not going to be like, no, you know, I don't want to be better in the bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the thing is we have guys in their 20s. We have lots of customers in their 20s that are buying the rocket. So 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, guys in their 70s and 80s. Who doesn't want to be better in the bedroom?
Right.
So here's a stat. I'm reading this off our page here. Conservatively, it's estimated that 52% of men over the age of 40 in the U.S. suffer from erectile dysfunction of some kind. And that's to the tune of 30 to 35 million men.
Mm. Not just in the U.S. That's all over the world.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it will eventually come for all of us if you're lucky enough to live long, right? So this helps you stay in front of
it. So how many disappointed women does that make?
Well, that makes a ton, and that's a whole other subject.
100 million affected
people here. Listen, we have husbands, wives, partners come into our clinic every day together, and you know the partner or the wife is just extremely upset, right? Because when a guy starts having performance issues in the bedroom, guess what happens? Naturally, the other partner thinks that they're not attractive anymore. Yeah. It's them, right? Or are you cheating on me? Are you thinking about someone else? Are you not attracted to me anymore?
Right.
Right? And I tell them, I say, that just makes things worse. It's 9 times out of 10, it's not you. This guy is really struggling with this, and he wants to please you, but he's having anxiety about it now, and it just makes it worse.
And that's something that, Brooks, you mentioned in the beginning. You said it's physical, but it's mental. And that's something that can snowball, I'm sure. Like, the more you, all of a sudden, say a guy loses an erection, he's like, starts thinking about it, then the next time he's thinking about that instead of just being in the moment.
You're exactly right.
Exactly.
And this happens. Yeah, for women, listen, this happens. This goes on for men. I don't know if like women look at men like we're supposed to have sex figured out or we're supposed to be these sexual god. Like, no, like men have massive insecurities just like women have when it comes to sex. Are they big? Can they pleasure their partner enough? Like, has she been with somebody that's maybe been better in bed or bigger? Like, all of this goes on in men's minds.
Of course,
even if you don't think it does, it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she has.
Speak for yourself, Gavin.
That's magnificent.
I love the honesty, Gav. Yeah.
No, it's real, and it's called performance anxiety, and that can be hard for a guy to shake, right?
Yeah.
So this device, the rocket, and the technology inside of it can also help restore a man's confidence because, as we all know, if we're not performing like we want to in the bedroom, like, it tanks our confidence in all areas of our lives.
I think, you know, I have a hard time with two of the words, no pun, of course. One is dysfunction, which is applied to a million things. I always prefer to just think of it as something just that is reality and it happens. But that's okay because we use that word. Mm-hmm. And then the whole thing of performance, which is so interesting. It's also for the person using it to have more fun, to feel better. And you're right, there is some kind of PTSD that happens, you know, post-traumatic. Anytime you fail at something or you have a hard time, you're just not up to par, you're going to walk into that situation and immediately, unconsciously, you're like, is that going to happen again?
Sure,
I mean,
right.
I'm an actress and a casting director.
Sure.
God knows that happens with auditions.
Sure.
And so, you know, just taking that part out of it. So what I think is so great is unshrouding the whole discussion. And also, what about just long-term relationships?
Yeah.
Just the fact that, okay, this isn't new. We've seen this. What else is there? And the whole fear of people wandering. That's my husband giggling over there. And so, you know, it's something kind of fun to do that makes it okay to feel great.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I also, the whole idea of the traumatized tissue and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. At first, Eric and I were saying to John and Dustin, don't ever say that. And the doctor involved, don't say that. I mean, you know, people.
I actually like it. I actually like that you said it.
Yeah, I like the way they say it now. It's
Yeah, because I'm educated in that. Like when you build a muscle, you actually tear the muscle and it repairs and grows back.
Micro trauma.
You traumatize your muscles to build them up.
Yeah, exactly. So actually having an understanding in the space, it actually catches my attention. So I would encourage you guys to keep sharing it. And if somebody doesn't understand, please explain why. Exactly. And the easiest way is like a bicep.
Yeah,
guys will understand about a bicep.
Or go back. Yeah. It's like bench press for your dick. Right? Yeah. It causes micro trauma in a therapeutic way. It's called low intensity for a reason.
Yeah. Right. So Eric, can I bring this back to you? So this device was brought to you and then you became curious about it, learned a little bit about it, and then tried it?
I'm not that grown up. No. It was brought to me by a very good friend who said, try this for this. I said, I don't have that. He said, try it anyway. You'll like it.
Yeah.
I went, please. Just do it, Eric. Okay. So I did. And it enhanced my situation. It was like, yeah, not bad.
Can you give us specifics in that? Like, it's not because I. No, but it's because I want.
Let's roll the video. Yeah.
But I agree. Enhanced in how? Like, was it longer? Was it more stimulate? Like,
were you more sensitive? Like, in what ways can a human system benefit from this?
Okay, I did the procedure and I was ready to go. Ready to go. Ready.
I gotta be honest, I feel like you're ready to go right now, Eric.
Well, it is very sexy to look at. Look at it.
Can it heighten your desire for sexual interaction, like your horniness? Will it heighten that?
If you don't have the desire, you're in trouble. You have to show up with the desire.
Okay.
Just when you have a little physical little glitch, this is a boo-hoo.
Yeah, we have a so this will immediately start increasing blood flow. And now, when you're talking about desire, that's libido and can be hormone-related, sleep, adrenal fatigue, those types of things. This addresses the physical aspects of tuning up, you know, increasing your performance, reversing ED, but it will not make you horny.
Does it make you harder, stronger?
Harder, stronger. It creates a process called angiogenesis through the microtrauma, which is the growth of new tissue. So a lot of guys will actually, we don't advertise this. We don't lead with this. But a lot of guys will actually see a size increase as well. And most guys are like, you know, hey, cool, I just want better erections. But if I get some of that too, I'll take it.
If I held it on my temple, would I score Mensa?
These are shockwaves, man. I'm not putting it in your brain.
You know what, though? This is really, I credit you guys. This is really interesting because you think of how much other time you spend working on other areas of your health or your body, but you never actually spend time like really specifically working on sexual organs.
Right.
Like really do, because anybody listening, do you actually spend time working on your sexual organs?
Because it's considered like before you had to have a problem. There's a shame. So if you had to work on that, then something's wrong with you. But that's not the case anymore. And that's nice that this is, you know, it doesn't have to be to fix a problem. It can be just, like you said, to enhance, to make things better.
You know, on top of that, I can understand the argument for this type of technology versus taking some sort of medication. When people take, you know, start putting chemicals in their body, that's where I started getting very fearful for people. You know, I feel like we've been sold the concept of putting chemicals in our body to fix things that we don't necessarily know all of the ins and outs of what it could be doing to our system, what it could be doing to our systems long term, and creating the psychosis of, oh, I don't have my pills to perform such and such a task and things like that. To me, that's a whole lot more disturbing than people looking at a technology like the one that we're discussing right now and giving that type of thing a shot. That makes a lot more sense to me for people.
For sure. I was going to analyze that. There's a pill for that. Isn't there a pill for that? There's a line in there.
Exactly.
And for every effect, there is a side effect, and the whole thing of the head meds, it doesn't address anything. In fact, it just increases the shame because it says every time you pop one, there's something wrong with me. I need to fix this, which leads to something else wrong.
Right.
And, you know, this is, you're so right. We still are in such denial about the need for sex. It's at the bottom of the list. Which is the most insane thing in the world. If there wasn't that, there'd be nobody. We wouldn't be here to be ashamed of sex.
Right.
It's the more I love this conversation. I love this podcast because this is what we try and do as men is dive into things that men generally don't talk about. But the more I think about this and I'm listening to you guys talk and I'm seeing this to me, if I think about this or taking a pill, this to me actually seems like training a little bit. Like I'm actually working, I'm actually proactively working on my sexuality and versus taking a pill feels like putting a Band-Aid on something trying to like fix me. Like this,
it's like steroids versus just straight up working out and being healthy and eating healthy.
Right.
Yeah, well said.
It's really taking, as I'm just more into this discussion, it's really taking on a new life of this is actual wellness and health for our sexual organ. Mm-hmm. This is not, let me just take a pill here to be able to perform.
All the pills do, they're just Band-Aids. We all know that. They temporarily dilate the blood vessel to allow the blood to flow into that blood vessel, right? And as soon as the drugs leave the body, guess what? It's over. And eventually, guys, I'll tell you if you're out there listening, those pills stop working. Right? You're putting this chemical in your body. Eventually, they stop working. This gets to the root of the issue, which is clearing the microplaque that builds up in the blood vessels of the penis, right? It literally safely, efficaciously removes the plaque. So
yeah, we think about plaque for heart. I mean, that people are getting stents and whatever. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same thing. It just is really cleansing. Mm-hmm. And also in terms of desire, what we were discussing before, I think it does enhance desire because it takes away that fear of things not working. So you're excited to be excited. Mm-hmm. You don't hold back.
I am excited about this. It seems like, now can you walk us through this? Like, what exactly do you have? Because I'm seeing it. It's blinking at me. It's got a timer. Like, what's the thing? What do you have to do and how often do you do it?
First of all, I want to get to the point of why we actually invented the rocket. And it's because these shockwave treatments in clinics are very expensive, right? Not all guys have access to it. You know, if you live in a remote area, even if you had the money. And the third factor is the shame and embarrassment, right?
Yeah.
So years ago, I sat down with my wife, Stephanie, and I said, we have to be able to put this technology in the hands of every single guy that wants, needs, and deserves it. We need to remove the cost. We need to remove the barrier of not having access to it. And we need to remove the shame factor.
I love that.
So that these guys can do this in the privacy of their own home.
Right.
No shame. I can afford it. I don't got to take time off of work. And it shows up on my doorstep in a few days. Right. So those are the three reasons why we actually invented the rocket.
I grew up in locker rooms. I grew up around guys, blah, blah, blah. We don't talk about our penises to each other ever.
Especially so not a dysfunction. You might brag about something.
Certainly not about a dysfunction of it. That's for sure.
And something also, as the woman here, I just want to say, because everybody always says pleasing your woman and all that kind of stuff. It's not just for straight guys. It's
you're
just
absolutely
for anybody
right.
with a dick, if you'll excuse
anybody
me.
Anybody with a dick can benefit from this because there's no downtime and there's no side effects at all.
Well, and it's what you said before. Listen, we're talking sexually right now, but as one of you mentioned before, along with this, along with that confidence, comes confidence throughout your entire life. So,
very good
point. Whether you're talking sex or not, if you had a partner that was using this or knew someone that was using this and they felt better about themselves and they were better about everything they do in life, I mean, that alone. So it's not just about sexual performance.
It restores their confidence.
Right.
We got to take a quick break, but I have some really interesting questions. I want to keep going with this. I'm so in on this discussion.
That's great.
Back from break, we're talking about erectile dysfunction. We're talking about the rocket, and we're talking about a way that's a non-pill way for men to recover from ED, but also promote performance, even if you are feeling confident with who you are in the bedroom and how you perform. But I want to ask you, Eliza, because Eric has said that it's really helped him. Now, as his partner, have you noticed, you guys have been married, you were married in 1992, you've been married, was that 28 years?
Yep.
27, 28 years. Have you experienced like a new level as his partner since he's been using the rocket?
Yeah, absolutely. And Eric, it's true what he says. He's not, you know, nature makes it so that during procreation years, we do pretty well. And then afterwards, we're kind of useless. So guides fade away. Guides fade away to the stone age, right?
I love the candid, candid approach to it, too. That's just so funny.
Right? It's true. But, but he's pretty, he's just into it.
Yeah.
But, however, there did come a time eventually where he just didn't feel like himself.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was noticeable. And you do that thing of blaming yourself. And you're like, do I have to take off my flip-flops and put on some, or fit-flops and put on some high heels? I mean, all those things go through your head. Sure. And at first we were at the clinic where they were doing this where you had to come in and there wasn't a gadget that you could use. Mm-hmm. And we ran into so many different music supervisors and heads of studios and stuff there. It was, all their clients. And then when this came out, it was like a fun toy.
Yeah.
And 100%, there's a complete, it's just like, I remember you. You know, just restoration of everything.
Sure.
A lot of it's mental, but it's for sure.
That's it right there. So can I touch on that? Mm-hmm. How were you, both of you, Eric and Eliza, how were you guys in your partnership? Did Eric bring it up first? Like, hey, this is an issue that I'm starting to feel. I've aged a little bit since you first met. Like, this is going on with me. Did you bring it up first, Eric, and have the courage to do that? Or Eliza, did you notice something and you're like, can we talk about this? Because I think that's so important for people listening that won't voice these concerns, even though it's simmering under the surface in their relationship. They haven't found the courage yet to bring it to light, because ultimately what you want is a loving, endearing and sexual relationship, right? We all want that intimacy to continue generation, like each decade of our lives. We don't want it to stop in our 30s or 40s. Mm-hmm. How did you guys in your relationship address this? Not that it was an issue, but this natural evolution of life.
Well, first of all, you're very gentle and whatever, and people make jokes. My sex drive has been replaced by a food drive. A couple, you become friends and roommates. There's no question about it. Yeah. And so, at first, when there was anything like that, where kind of we'd rather sit around and drink tea, he would apologize. He'd be like, "I'm sorry, honey. I was really thinking, take a bubble bath and whatever. But instead, I'm going to watch some old football games."
Sure.
And I was always, very gentle about it. And then we happened to be watching the Friends episode where, I don't know if you guys ever saw it, where she says, it doesn't happen to all guys and it is a big deal.
And Chandler says, I knew it! And Chandler's like, yeah.
And so we were cracking up, and then Eric goes, is there something we should talk about? First of all, I really believe in talking about it. You don't know whether to bring it up or not. Is it going to make it worse? Yeah. Is it whatever?
Sure.
Well, there's also the other angle at all this. The other day, my wife and I were making love.
Don't be listening.
We get done, and my wife says, you know, you're unusual. I said, how so? She goes, because all my girlfriends aren't like doing this anymore.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you talking about? She says, yeah, they don't have a sex life. I'm like, wow, that's no good.
Yeah,
sure.
And then she starts telling me, And I say, well, thank God for the rocket.
Right.
That's amazing. Well, here's a stat that it says erectile dysfunction affects approximately 10% of men per decade of life.
Correct.
So what you're talking about, Eric, 50% of men in their 50s, 60% of men in their 60s, 70, 80. Wow.
You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing great, Eliza.
It's kind of
that's right.
Dr. Paul Thompson, who's the medical director and is a big believer in shockwave therapy.
Right.
He says it the best, and it's kind of non-invasive. He says, look, it's like a dimmer switch that's slowly dimming on you, right? And you don't over the years, you realize one day you wake up and you're like, wow, I don't feel 22 anymore. I'm not performing like I'm 25 just because the clock's ticking. That dimmer switch slowly dims, right? So that's how he explains it, and that kind of resonates a lot, with people who understand shockwave technology and are now hearing about the rocket. So it's very, very real, and you can get in front of it, and you can just be better. And if you're a 9, this takes you to a 10. If you got erectile dysfunction, this will reverse it.
Now, let me ask you. This was a lark that I thought was very silly. Mm-hmm. It does work.
Let me ask you an obvious, not obvious question.
Sure.
For us travelers, because it looks like what it does.
Yep.
What do you tell TSA at the
security stuff? No, no, no. I just had this conversation. No, I had this conversation with Eric probably 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So this is, when you see it, it's like, whoa, okay, this thing
it
definitely
looks like there's going to be some insertion.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like a sexual toy for sure.
What, like, what does this do? Here, let me show you, buddy.
You're not. Yeah. Take your pants down. No, seriously. I every time I go through security, I bring this with me all over the country, right? And every time I go to security, I pull my phone out and I'm like, okay, I'm just waiting to film because it's going to be so funny. And I've had three or four agents go through my bag. This is no kidding. Go through my bag and literally push the rocket to the side and pull out like shaving cream. They're like, you can't bring this through. I'm like, this thing literally, this goddamn thing has gun parts in it. You know what I mean? Like, and you're worried about my and shaving cream?
It looks like a penis shaped bomb.
Yeah.
That is great.
So I don't know how much time we have left in the episode, but when I get mine, I buy it, I don't want to read the instructions. I don't want to go to YouTube. So can you tell us how it works?
Yeah, I can tell you. So of course we have tutorial videos, right? And you get a membership, so you know, once you buy it,
and you have to watch them as a group.
Yes. Yeah. No, dude. Literally bring all your friends over and do this during the Super Bowl. So literally what you do here, I'll just show you guys. So here, this is literally, you turn it on. You guys can't, you know, the listeners can't see this, but this is the power switch, okay? And then this is the on-off button right here. This tip right here that emits the shockwave literally goes over the tissue of the penis, right on your dick. Like, and this, we call these runway lights. The blue lights right here tell you the rate of travel, like how fast or how slow you should be traveling, right?
Okay.
And then back and forth. And this 10, this digit clock right here basically tells you how many basically swipes you have left on each side of the penis, right? Right. Mm-hmm. Here's an indicator, right, of where you should be on the shaft, right? Top right, bottom right, top left, bottom left. It's very, very simple and easy to use. I mean, people wouldn't even, like, if you saw the treatments that we do in the clinic, you're like, that's it? Yeah. But it's 10 grand. So we've literally made this affordable and easy for everyone to use.
So
what's the price of it?
Yeah.
$749.
$749. Yep. Amazing.
$10,000 gets you about 12 treatments. This will get you dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of treatments.
So is that 10 minutes?
The treatment takes anywhere from 15 to 17 minutes.
And how often?
You can do it once a week. I mean, we have the protocols, which we describe on the website. But basically, if just maintenance guys who want better performance, a couple times a week, once a week, a few times a month, right? Erectile dysfunction guys, we have a very specific protocol. It's 2 to 3 times per week for 6 weeks.
Wow. Like, this is not overbearing.
It's super easy.
It's like just a little tune-up. Here, let me just sharpen
that's
up here.
That's what we call it.
Less than 20 minutes, once a week.
In fact, I should mention the very, very, very talented and genius engineer behind the technology in the rocket, John Hoffman, calls this a tune-up. Guys, why did I get the rocket? Everyone can use a tune-up. Period.
Right.
I'm not a boastful guy. I say maybe I'm a 7.9. If you can get me to like an 8.7, I think I'm flying high.
You might have your fifth.
That's worth $745.
It sure is.
Are you worried about having a fifth kid?
I already had a vasectomy, pal.
Oh, you're done. Yeah, you're done.
Wow, this is amazing. Here's a question. This is a totally, because somebody out there in our community is for sure wanting me to ask this question.
Right.
Do you have guys that buy this and they'll use it at like 9 o'clock before they go out on a Saturday night? They're going to drink some whiskey.
Absolutely.
They're like,
they'll use it right before sex.
Really?
It does. It immediately increases the blood flow. Now, you don't have to use it right before sex. So I want to make that very clear.
Right.
Right. So, but you can use this right before you have sex. We have guys that come into the clinic to do the clinical treatments, which again are outrageously expensive. On Friday night, they'll come in at like 6 o'clock. Boom! I got a hot date tonight, and that's why they come in.
Do couples use it together?
Yes, of course.
I was thinking about that.
We have so many female customers that come through and purchase the rocket. Like, they're buying the rocket for their man.
I actually love this, man. I love the mission behind this, because the more we do podcasts and have these conversations, the more open I am, actually just myself personally and in my relationship, to explore. And it's one of my goals of 2020. I've shared it on this podcast a lot, to explore sexuality and intimacy and really make an all-out assault on being the most sexually expressed and fulfilled being and relationship possible in my life. Like, it's really...
it's an area of my life as an athlete that was always an afterthought. And because my whole life, it was so low on the priority list, it's now an area of my life that's so high on the priority list. And I love learning about this stuff. And I encourage other men and women, just, you know, everybody listening knows that they want a better sex life. There's no doubt that there, everybody wants a better sex life. Just get rid of the shame and the embarrassment and the judgment part of it and say, I'm open to trying this. And your partner, lover, anybody, I'm sure they'll jump on
100%. I got to tell you, I'm aroused by the idea. I can't wait to see what it does.
There's no doubt. Like, I'll give you my credit card right now. Like, I want to
He wants two of them. One for me.
Thanks, Brooks. We have people that are buying multiples for sure.
I actually, as I'm sitting here looking at this, I actually want to... I always try and use my platform. I try and use this, utilize this platform, but also my personal platform on my social media to raise awareness around topics that are near and dear to my heart and also things that I'm working on. I want to give one of these away on my social media.
Done.
Just to raise awareness that, hey, I feel fully confident in the bedroom, but this is also what I'm working on to learn and grow and improve in an area for myself, for my wife, for better overall health and happiness. Like, I hope people listening can actually feel my sincerity in this conversation.
I'm going to have to, on second thought, I'm going to have to buy my own. I don't know how to explain that you gave that to me.
He'll clean it first.
I'll give it to Gav. He's got no problem with that.
Are
you going to put it in the gym, like right next to the exercise?
I don't know how to display it yet. What's that photo going to look like?
That's
going to
be funny.
But I honestly want to do it because... I believe that people with platforms that we have need to utilize that for good in service of others.
Right.
And there are men out there that follow me or my life and whatever and are dealing with things that if I can in any way be of service to them. And this one, this is about sexual energy and creation, life force, the ability to, maybe this helps somebody have a child, a family.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely does.
Yeah. If we can be part of that mission, and I love your mission, Dustin and Eric and Eliza, you guys are advocates for this. Yeah. It's amazing. Like, I just want to say thank you for enlightening me to this space and actually... I like charging me. I actually feel like the rockets worked on my brain.
You know, my confidence during this episode has gone sky high.
He's actually starting to look like a rocket right now.
Yeah, he sure is.
So where can our listeners, we will share pictures and stuff of this. Where can our listeners find it? Where can they look this up online?
Very simple. Getmyrocket.com.
Getmyrocket.com.
Very simple.
And Eric and Eliza, where can people find you? I love your story. I love how you continue to work on your marriage and keep intimacy and sexuality and love present in your marriage. I look up and admire to you guys for that.
And it's cool how they're willing to talk about it. I mean, it's so great that you can come in and you feel confident enough about issues like this to have these conversations and that's strength.
It's strong
of you to be able to have
also,
the conversation.
You know, like you're so affectionate. You've been rubbing your wife's back or her hair or something, and you've
been married
30 years. Like it's
he's like
inspiring.
A girl.
That's right. It's awesome.
I don't mean to categorize.
It's awesome.
It is.
So
amazing.
Where can our community find you guys?
On Twitter and Instagram. Which we're kind of a little behind on Instagram. That shows our age. And Facebook, but it's just at Eric Roberts or at Eric Roberts Actor. And there's a fan
great
site
actor.
And there's a thank you very much. And then, you know, we are always chatting on our kids' sites too until they ban us and block us. We have to wait to get unblocked.
They get mad at us.
What do your kids think? Like, oh, mom and dad are just talking. Because
that's a badass tattoo, honey. Yeah. Way to go, baby.
Well, I've never, my parents have been married 45 years. I've never heard them talk about sex. Like, it just hasn't been present.
You're not supposed to hear your parents talk about sex, dude.
But we're all artists. We're all in the same business, basically. I mean, Keaton's in music, which is basically, and he just finished a huge movie with Dennis Dugan. Eric also worked with.
Amazing.
I worked with. My mom worked with Dennis.
Amazing.
Keaton's dad worked
with Dennis. And he's still playing with Brett Young.
Playing with Brett Young.
Right?
The Chapters Tour.
My dear friends.
Yeah. You.
It's really.
And
Brett's been on the show.
Apparently, my ringback tone is the song that they play just before they play your song.
I love love that.
I love that.
You know, and his song "When I Go" is the theme to Meghan Markle.
Beautiful.
Now she's coming back into life. That's beautiful. That's selling like crazy. But you know, we're all artists, and we also work together. It's similar to Gavin and you. I know you really believe in that. Yeah. I manage Eric, and so you just think how much that can, how unsexy that can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
But instead, and we, you know, the kids, we work together, but we still do write stupid things on there. It is support for things that they're like, we don't need you to
Hey guys,
do.
Dinner's going to be pushed back 30 minutes tomorrow. With the rocket. We're going to use the rocket. We're going to have a little pre-dinner.
It's rocket time.
Yes. Okay, once again, Dustin, what is it? Get my rocket?
Yeah, you can go to getmyrocket.com. There's tons of information on the website. You can order it right there. There's videos that explain the technology and exactly what it does. It's safe, it's efficacious, and there's no downtime.
Amazing. And it's $749.
$749.
You do it in the comfort and privacy
of
your
own
home.
Exactly.
Amazing. So any and it's man or woman, if you like buy this, give it to a loved one, anybody, if you have anybody, even if you just as a gift, like, hey, it's not just you have ED. This is a performance thing. Like, hey,
exactly.
I love this. I want to give this to you.
And is this the type of thing that people can hit their insurance companies up for and say that? We have people using their HSA accounts, like their health savings accounts.
Interesting.
Yeah, to purchase this. So I haven't had anybody. The reality is, like, insurance companies won't cover this, but people are using it because it is technically a medical device. Hmm. They're using their HSA accounts, which is cool.
This is
someone's going to put that on their wedding registry.
Oh God!
Dude, how amazing would that be? Boom!
That would be awesome.
It's time to start having kids. Let's go,
guys! I thank you, Eric, yes. Alyssa,
you're welcome.
You guys are superheroes. Thank you for just like charging up my brain in this space, and I'm definitely buying one of these rockets and exploring this. So
fantastic.
Thank you to our listeners too. And please send us your comments or thoughts or questions about the rocket, about this topic. If you want us to do another episode on this, I think this is something I said that is simmering below the surface in
literally
in our cultural in society. And it's something we want to bring light to. And I appreciate everybody that's been on this episode. So
thanks for having us.
That's it.
Till next week. Take care of one another. Love one another. And we will see you back here for another rousing episode of How Men Think.